This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time you're spending on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just you know, being involved, which is what you should be. That's how you get information. You get involved. And again, I really do appreciate it. I know there's like 3,000 other stations you could be listening to, and you're listening to this one. Now, I told you that Tom Del Picaro is going to join us. I'm not going to give away everything he's going to talk about. But, you know, California, we just passed cap and trade. I don't know where that's going. I don't know where that money's going. I don't know what they're actually doing with it. They've talked about taxing spaceflight. No, they're real freaks, these people. Right? They'll tax anything. If it moves, if it can move on its own, I think even gets to the point now where they'll tax it if it's stationary as well. And, you know, a lot... I love when it does this. Anyway. But they're not going to help themselves, because all they do is move these things... Move the, you know, the taxes, move the money's owed, if you would. They just keep moving it down the road. They think that somehow somebody's going to take care of it somewhere, and they're going to be able to go, oh, God, thank God we don't have to worry about that. We don't have to deal with that anymore. It's just amazing. And speaking of loons all over the place, a woman's top 10 reasons... that she's no longer a leftist. You know what? Everybody's got to have a reason, I guess. You know, some people you never think are going to switch. You never think they'll switch sides. And then when they do, you go, okay, what took you so long? And what were the reasons? And it's really funny, because a lot of times the reasons some people give are reasons that you gave them to move eons ago, right? Now, Dr. Danusha... Goska was a lifelong liberal who could not conceive of ever being anything but a social left lunatic. Nah, I threw lunatic in there. Her fantastic column, Top 10 Reasons I Am No Longer a Leftist, details how and why her philosophies changed. She asks, how far left was I? She said that she was so far left that her beloved uncle was a card-carrying member of the Communist Party in a communist country. He said, when I returned to his Slovak village to buy him a mass card, the priest refused to sell me one, so far left that a self-identified terrorist proposed marriage to me. So far left, I was a two-time Peace Corps volunteer, and I have a degree from UC Berkeley. That's pretty far left. So far left that my Teamster mother used to tell anyone who would listen that she voted for Gus Hall, Communist Party chairman, for president. I wore a button saying, eat the rich. I may not be able to get through this. I voted Republican in the last president election. Below are the top 10 reasons I'm no longer a leftist. This is not a rigorous comparison of theories. This list is... idiosyncratic, impressionistic. Why can't they use regular English words? Intuitive. It's an account of the milestones of my herky-jerky journal. She said a number 10 reason was huffiness. In the late 1990s, I was reading An Anatomy of the Spirit, a then recent bestseller by Carolyn Miss. Miss described having lunch with a woman named Mary. A man approached Mary and asked her if she were free to do a favor for him on June 8th. No, Mary replied, I absolutely cannot do anything on June 8th because June 8th is my incest survivors meeting and we never let each other down. They've suffered so much already. I would never betray incest survivors. Miss was flabbergasted. Mary could have simply said yes or no. Reading this antidote, I felt that I was confronting the signature essence of my social life. We rushed to cast everyone in one of three roles, victim, victimizer, or champion of the oppressed. Think about that for a minute. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. Isn't that what the Dems do to us? Or themselves, if you would? She said that we lived our lives in a constant state of outrage, indignation. I didn't want to live that way anymore. I wanted to cultivate a disposition of gratitude. I wanted to see others, not as victims or victimizers, but as potential friends, as loved creations of God. Notice the theme here, though. For her, it's a God thing. I mean, consistent God thing. You know, she ran with these people. So when you're in it all the time, it's very hard to get out of it. She goes on to say number 9 was selected outrage. She said I was a graduate student. Female genital mutilation came up in class. I stated without ornamentation that it's wrong. A fellow graduate student, one who was fully funded, is now a comfortable tenured professor, sneered at me. Says, you're so intolerant. he called it clitoridectomy. It's just another cultural rite of passage. You Catholics have confirmation. Yeah, I do. I went through confirmation. They didn't cut anything on me. I'm just saying, I don't remember them taking any kind of sharp object to me at the time. She said, the eighth reason is that the thought that counts. My favorite bumper sticker is ultra-liberal Berkeley, California. Think globally, screw up locally. In other words, love humanity, but hate people. No, she's got. I wasn't going to read the whole thing to you to begin with, but yeah, I'm going to post this up later on. You got to see it. This is hilarious. She starts to come to all these realizations of how hateful the left is. She came 2 steps shy of communism. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back with Tom Del Beccaro in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help.
Adequacy of laws absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money.
Well, they can't steal your gold and silver. That you fully control, you can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey.
Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk.
Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience.
A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on and stop playing around here. Most of you wouldn't get this if I just had another paisan that's into politics, and this is a real problem. Let me tell you what. Tom DelVaccaro joins me. He's a contributor for Forbes and former chairman of the California Republican Party. Tom is the publisher of PoliticalVanguard.com and author of The Divided Era, The New Conservative Paradigm. Tom, thanks for being with me.
How are you, boss? I know you're excited.
I'm very excited. I'm telling you, if we just let the mafia run the legislature up there, not Sacramento, I'm talking about D.C., just give them 2 years and give them a percentage of whatever it is they save. I'm telling you, we wouldn't have a Russian issue, you know, we wouldn't have a deficit issue. We'd be cool, right?
We do have a Russian issue. We have Russian-style prosecutorial conduct, where apparently it's fine crime week for Robert Mueller. It's really unbelievable. It's ridiculous. It's been 8 months. It was 7 months they really couldn't find anything. But you listen to Jared and Trump Jr., there really was nothing there. It's very clear that what's going on right now is they're just searching for a crime. We have criminalized politics, and this happens in very divisive areas. We have lots of hearings in the U.S. Congress around the time of the Civil War and afterwards, and it was party after party, on and on and on. So this is what it's like, right? This is what division looks like. But there's no question that the Attorney General should be saying to Mueller, these are the three things you're looking at. You are not an Attorney General or a district attorney. You have not convened a grand jury or anything like that that tells you, go look at any other crime you think you can drum up. And if we get to that stage in our civilization where that's all we're doing, it's a very dark day in America.
Yeah, it's interesting how they're screaming from the left that there's something here, there's a cover-up, people aren't giving them all the information they want to. As I recall, they were all upset that Jared wasn't put under oath. You remember that? Just a couple days ago, they were talking about that. As I recall, Her Highness, Mrs. Hillary, didn't she not allow the FBI to take notes? Didn't she make them sign? I mean, can you imagine the FBI coming into your house and saying, I'm sorry, guys, I can't talk to you. Do you sign these non-disclosure papers? What do you think they would do to you?
It'd be laughable, and you're absolutely right.
Cam, did you hear him? He said I was absolutely right. You may want to grab that soundbite for later on. But seriously, it's amazing how much they get away with on the left, how outraged they are about everything we do. Trump simply calling, wants to know why Sessions isn't looking into the email server, isn't going back through some of the things that were overlooked before. I don't understand it either, Tom. I'm not trying to bark up a tree where there's nothing, but you and I both, I believe you believe this, that there were no real investigations done with Benghazi, with the email server and what have you. Nothing that was going to really take anybody down or make somebody responsible.
I'll modify what you say.
Please do.
By telling you this. They found enough information. They just didn't want to do anything with it.
Okay.
I mean, there's enough information as to that Hillary had intent to do X, Y, and Z. You don't smash phones, set up your own. You don't do these things accidentally and say, oh, I didn't know what the rules are. Actually, you're the one that's supposed to enforce the rules, so ignorance is not a defense. So at the end of the day, they did enough to prosecute enough. I remember sitting in July in Seattle in 2016 or wherever it was, listening to Comey lay out the case and then go, no, we're not going to do anything.
Well, didn't he kind of say we wouldn't find anybody that would prosecute her? Isn't that kind of what he said?
He did say that no reasonable prosecutor would do this, which is laughable because there was enough there. And so maybe some prosecutors wouldn't do it. Clearly, he wasn't going to do it. But if you have the information he had, some would. Locke would. I would. So I just think at this stage we are criminalizing politics. This is, I wrote the book, The Divided Era, for everyone to get at Amazon. This is one indicia of it. Nonstop criminalization of politics. I mean, if you remember the prior 8 years, we listened to a bunch of people on the right saying Obama was about to go to jail. We heard it all the time.
Yep.
Now people on the left today, Trump's about to go to jail. The problem with Mueller is that he's looking for a crime. And, oh, by the way, he should step aside. He's good friends with Comey. Comey has become a material witness. Comey's his protege. He vacations with him. There's no way on earth he can evaluate fairly Comey's actions. The fact that Mueller hasn't resigned is outrageous, and he should be called on the carpet for it. He should be brought before Congress, put in front of the whole nation, and said, and asked, how is it you can fairly evaluate and weigh the evidence related to Mr. Comey when he's your good friend? Watch him squirm, and then he should get fired.
Nobody gets fired in D.C., don't you know that? No, I agree with you. I am so tired of hearing this. I thought it was great. Why did they even bring Jared up to testify? Who was he? Who is he? Seriously. When you think about where he was at the time, why bring him in?
Because the Republicans actually are practicing oversight of the presidency. The Democrats would never do that when it's their own.
Oh, this is what I said at the beginning, and Tammy made fun of me. It's like, we don't know how to play this game. We don't know how to run politics in D.C. We're like a bunch of frat boys who got a brand new pool table for the first time in 5 years, and we don't know what to do with ourselves. We're so excited.
That could be it.
Okay, and a house mom. I don't know any other way to put it. But you see what I'm saying? Why can't they play the same games that Dems did? Do they not know these parliamentary rules? Do they not know how to make these?
Well, you gotta remember that Mitch McConnell actually is the best minority. I mean, I don't know. I shouldn't say the best. He is quite good at being in the minority. But that's like saying I'm quite good at being a defensive coordinator. That doesn't make me an offensive coordinator.
Right. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about your piece, but not yet. I want to finish up on this. I want to know what these guys can do. Is there anything you think they can do to make some plays and really start moving us forward? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Tom Del Vaccaro's.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend?
Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
The Real Side on GCN Live. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Always, always, always happy to have you here with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. So much going on up there on the website. You can get involved with, well, frankly, just people that's smarter than I am up there on the website. They're in the chat room. There's also people in the Facebook feed. Again, I don't know how you can be bored. You got two Italian guys talking at 110 miles an hour. I don't know how you can be bored with any of the conversation. Tom Del Picaro joins me. He's a contributor for Forbes and former chairman of the California Republican Party. Tom is a publisher of politicalvanguard.com. He's also the author of The Divided Era, The New Conservative Paradigm. Tom, thanks for being with me.
Thanks so much for having me on. Always good to talk to you and hear your laments and as I try and talk you down.
Good luck with that. When I see some of the stuff that goes down, yesterday's voting. Now, people do not understand why some things take 60 votes, some only take 51. But the thing that really threw me off yesterday was we were fighting. We had Republicans that we're fighting about voting to simply bring something to the floor to talk about it. What's the fear? What was the problem with that? You did what I did.
There's really no excuse for all this. Look,
Tom, wait a minute. I want to interrupt you. I got to tell you. The Democrats, there were some Democrats that came out and said they don't see a problem with this. They don't see why we should bring it to the floor. We should talk about it. They didn't have an issue with it. But when the voting came down, they voted 100% with their side.
Of course they do. The Democrats are very good at that. The Republicans, not as much. Listen, any Republican legislator, I mean, I get the Democrats because they just want to win the issue and keep big government. You know, at the end of the day, the Democrats don't have a stated plan. Their unstated plan is they want a government bailout of everything, including the insurance companies. It's not whether the people get actual care. It's whether they're dispensing dollars. That's the left. On the right, the issue is if you are a Republican and you don't go out on the limb and risk your job, then basically you're saying your job's more important than the health care and jobs of Americans because you haven't done tax reform either. So that's just where we are. And then we have to talk about this, why it takes so many votes. We need to remember that Obamacare only passed the Senate because the Democrats got 60 votes. They had 60 people in the House. In the Senate, 60 Democrats. Now, keep in mind that this is, by the way, our process that the founders wanted. They did not want significant change without consensus. And so the filibuster rule was put in on top of the existing constitutional protections, and that made it even a higher threshold before you can make significant changes. Well, the Democrats got to 60 votes. Sure, Al Franken got in through voter fraud, and that was the vote that mattered. But it may take a higher number of Republicans to undo this, but the system is failing, and no amount of bailing out is going to help. This is why premiums rise so much. I mean, my premium went from $360 to $975 under this program. It's absurd.
But my understanding is this. I understand what you said about our founding fathers, but why does it take, and if you don't know, it's fine, because most people don't, but why does some processes or some bills or some processes take 51 votes and others take 60? Go ahead.
Well, because you can do something as part of the budget process, or you can do something as part of the passing a law process. There are reconciliation bills. There are arcane Senate rules that allow you to make certain numbers of changes within that. And then there's other changes that can only come with a higher vote. So much of what's going on is done as part of the budget process. And so there are some of these things that can be done as part of the budget process, but other things that require the higher vote threshold. But at the end of the day, if the Republicans don't go out and drum up support for their plans, nothing's going to work. Mm-hmm. And they're not doing that. They just go to Washington. This is two Forbes articles ago of mine. They go to Washington and say, we don't have enough votes. We'll wait till the next election. That's not what they should be doing. They should be going out across the country and drumming up support and saying, we're trying to do this. We need your help. It's a pretty simple thing, and they're not doing it.
Now, some of them were actually blaming Trump on this and saying that he should be out like Obama did, trying to sell the country
on
it.
He should do that. He should be doing that, but so should the Congress.
Right.
They both should be doing that. I've been advocating for 2 years, frankly, or more, three or four, in my writings. In the book, The Divided Era, I explained to them how they can do this. So that it's right. That should be going on, but it's not.
Not at all. Hey, by the way, you said, and I don't know if you were aware of this, you just missed it, or you hadn't read the paper lately, or what have you, but you had said that the Democrats, they had no plan, right? They weren't moving. Now, I read recently...
They don't have an actual bill.
No, they do.
An actual bill.
But they're working on it. The heading is a better deal, better jobs, better wages, and a better future. Right?
Okay. That's not a legislative plan. That's a bunch of... slogan.
Go ahead. Yeah, it's something you put on a billboard.
And they just want to do more spending. But that's not actually something real. And when it comes to Obamacare, yes, there's one existing vote, which is bill they have, which is basically let's put endless amount of money towards it. But it's not like they're going out and saying, okay, here's the truth. We need another $1 billion. That's not what's going on. But the Republicans are sitting in Washington instead of going around. Now, Trump's out there talking now. I've been advocating that to my friends in the White House. I'm glad to see him out there finally. He needs to do a lot more of it, though. He needs to do it because this is the biggest fight in American history legislatively since the New Deal. Is to get this done. Tax reform and two biggies. And healthcare.
Yeah, two biggies.
Yeah.
And they can't afford
not to do this.
See, I've been watching what's happening. I'm going to get some of my listeners mad right now, but I've been watching what's happening and saying to myself, first of all, you know, you want to talk about the JV team? I think the Republicans are acting like the JV team in D.C. That's my own personal opinion. And then you've got a president who really doesn't know how to play nice in a sandbox. He doesn't know how to build consensus with everybody. You know, he throwing out these tweets that he's throwing out, and the way he talks to people, I think he just feels like he is the dictator at times. He thinks he's running a company and not a country. I mean, I'm not trying to say bad things about the man,
really,
but he's
got
to change
much.
His management style, don't you think?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's things I think he could do differently or better, but at the end of the day, they have to whoop up support and put pressure on the Democrats.
Right.
And that's not happening.
But he's got to get out there and build some coalitions with these guys to get on his side. Because I think some of the GOPs...
Yeah, that's what Reagan did. He went to the people and pushed people. Used to hit the bully pulpit to get it done.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know if he's willing to take the insight, the training, the suggestions, or whatever. I really don't know. Because some of the things I see him do, I know are a business move. He's doing it as a successful New York businessman and not the president of these United States. So it always amazes me. Okay, let's start to talk about the piece that you just put up in Forbes about the California cap and trade. You know, California is looking to tax everything they can get their hands on. I don't care what it is. You know,
of course they do.
Space flight, robots, the whole, you know, everything. They think they're going to fix this by taxing everything. Give me your take on what's going on in the legislature.
Bigger government needs bigger taxes, no question about it. My piece, which you can get at Political Vanguard or at Forbes or on Facebook, I know you posted it today, thank you very much, basically talks about the secondary effects of what they're doing. The Democrats create a political law and then it becomes subject to economic laws. It has effects. Most of the time.
Tom, I don't want you to get into this. We're going to go for a break, and then you can cut loose in the next segment. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Tom Del Vaccaro is with me, and he'll be back after the break.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate it. Look, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Some of you say you don't want to hear your voice on the air. That's fine. That's great. That's wonderful. But you can go ahead and send me an email, and unless you're just nasty, flat out being nasty, I'll go ahead and read it and try to answer your question. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Tom Del Vaccaro joins me, as he does from time to time on the show. Tom is a contributor for Forbes and a former chairman of the California Republican Party. I don't know whether to give my condolences or what. He's also a publisher of PoliticalVanguard.com and author of The Divided Era, The New Conservative Paradigm. Tom, thanks for being with me.
Thanks so much.
Look, go ahead.
We were talking about the cap and trade and the like, and what happens is the Democrats come along and they see a problem, they want to pass a political law to address it, and then anything government does then butts heads often with the laws of economics, which are based on human nature, DNA, how we react, incentives, lack of incentives, taxes, on and on and on. We adjust our behavior, much like a car going down the road adjusts its behavior to the traffic. And so what the Democrats do is consistently put forth these policies that raise costs. And then in this case, with cap and trade, they want to raise the cost on the production of certain things. And anytime you raise the cost of something, the secondary effect is for that activity to move somewhere else. Same applies with the wages, the minimum wage law. The primary effect they want to have is to raise the income of those receiving it. The secondary effect is twofold. One, automation, and two, people losing their jobs. No one focuses, or very few focus on the automation or the people losing their jobs. The Democrats claim, our people now are receiving more money. But the more of these kind of things you do, the more secondary effects. In California is losing jobs to other states and losing businesses to other states. That's the secondary effect. And the recent cap and trade is going to raise the price of gasoline. There's a direct tax as well. That's a regulatory tax, cap and trade. They did a direct tax. And so California is, in deep trouble long term, because its cost of doing business here is significantly higher than all the states and areas around us, and it just keeps getting worse.
Yeah, they don't see it that way, right? Because I've talked to some of the Dem legislators, and they say that those businesses that leave, we have other businesses that move in here. People want to do business in California. The regulation doesn't slow them down. I even told one fellow that I was had a company that actually moves companies out of California. And he estimated that it's been over 9,000 companies move in the last 6 to 8 years. And I see, think about that.
Yeah, okay, so it is true that despite the policies of Sacramento, a lot of business still occurs in this state. That's because California has, what very few places on earth have, a very good coastline. And a coastline to the Far East. And so, and they had an original, back in the day when things weren't so ridiculous, the Silicon Valley was started up. It continues to thrive to a certain degree because it was already started here. It's like building your house and then trying to do business in another house. You keep going back to your own, even if it costs more. But the reality is, there is less business here in California than there would be if they had more rational policies.
Tom, I know 8 families in the last 6 months that have left California, and for a multitude of reasons. The biggest ones being...
Well, California leads the country in exit into emigration into other states by far, and it's not just because California is bigger. California is populating Oklahoma and other states like it, and it's getting replaced with population from the outside world, outside of California. And you don't have to believe me. If your listeners want to look up information on this, Joel Kotkin, Joel Kotkin, former Democrat, he's a demographer. He has chronicled this at great length. Of course, Art Laffer and Stephen Moore did a book on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
People change their behavior. And Kotkin says California is headed to public employee unions, the rich and the poor, and no one in between.
Hey, look, I agree with that to a big degree. I agree with that. But listen, I want to go back to, you got people moving, and most of these families were Democrats. They felt like their party left them. The state was crushing them, and they didn't like some of the laws that were being passed. Their words, not mine, that were targeting their kids, that were targeting them as a parent, taking more of their parental rights away with their children. So you see these people leaving. Will these legislators ever wake up there in California, in Sacramento and say, okay, look, people are starting to leave, businesses are starting to leave, and how much can we tax? I mean, it seems like Brown has gone out of his mind. He thinks that you should give even more and more money.
They do occasionally understand economics. Remember, they competed to keep Tesla's battery plant or to have it built in California. And they realized that Nevada was going to tax through regulations and direct taxes Tesla less than normal California policies. So what do? They tried to give them a package deal where they would have to pay less in taxes and through regulatory taxes. They do this for a long time, including from Arnold days. They have given a discount to who? They gave a discount to Hollywood because Hollywood was losing films to a place, or a friend of mine's doing it right now, in Georgia, where it's much cheaper to do it in Georgia. So they occasionally get it. And your listeners should Google Hollywood tax break California and see some of the posts where the Democrats will say, well, this will keep jobs here. But they have no consistency with in the vast majority. And remember, these people, most of these people come out of college. They go right into some government job. They never really see the real world, how it works. And so they think they can just legislate prosperity.
You know, Tom, I was thinking about the other night, we did a story on Chuck Schumer. And I don't know if many people don't know his history. But he's been in government. So let me put it this way. He's been unemployed since 1975. Okay, he has been in some elected seat since 1975. He doesn't know what it's like to be out in the outside world. And I see the same thing with a lot of these legislators up in Sacramento. They follow their tribe, if you would. They do what they're told to do. I've heard about stories that take place during voting, which is just amazing to me. And I'm just amazed that they're so out of touch. I don't know what they're pumping through the ventilation system there, but these guys are so out of touch with what's going on with the real world and the regular California family. And what's the breaking point
for them? Keep in mind that Nancy Pelosi says government's working when it's paying out unemployment benefits. And she cannot understand where they honestly think the rich are to blame, even though she's rich. And so, you know, they're not going to get this. And look, what we are going through is no different than what Rome went through towards the end of its democracy period. There were many politicians who wanted to give away everything, and those who said you just can't give away everything, and it got really ugly. Same is true of Greece during the end of the 4th century B.C.,
look what happened with them recently. When they were told that they had to give up, you know, they had to make some serious austerity movements, and they didn't want to do it.
Well, yeah, but at the end of the 4th century, you had this us versus them mentality. The rich didn't want to help the poor because the legislature in Athens just wanted to take everything they have. It blew up. You had violence. You had mobs. You had people getting killed. And it was huge class warfare, and it wasn't resolved until Philip of Macedon came in and conquered them from without because they weren't paying attention to foreign policy. Does that sound familiar?
Sounds really familiar. We got a little round Asian guy that we should be paying attention to. Hey, we're up against it. Tell people where they can find more about your writing and get your book.
PoliticalVanguard.com, The Divided Era on Amazon, or Forbes. Thanks so much for having me on. I always enjoy it.
Thanks for coming on, Tom. I appreciate it. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Coming up next, we're going to talk about health care, what health sharing is, and how you do not have to give in to the government when it comes to your health care. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in just a few.